Welcome to the Elevated Visibility Podcast, the podcast for female founders who are looking for more than just easy marketing tips and feel-good strategy and craving deep connection. I'm your host, Nina Gibson, holistic SEO expert and visibility enthusiast who is hell-bent on giving women a voice and a platform to use it. In this space, we chat all things SEO and marketing for your brand and business, but we also peel back the layers and the bullshit and dive deep into what it means to feel visible as business owners, women, moms, and more. If you're ready for holistic marketing strategy mixed in with some soulful storytelling, this podcast is for you. Welcome. Hello, hello, welcome. Welcome back to the Elevated Visibility Podcast. This is episode 2. And I am so, so excited that you're here. If you're listening, thank you for listening. I appreciate your support so much. I have a big-ass smile on my face because it is sunny outside. It's going to be, I think, like 60 degrees today. And living on the southern coast of Maine, this time of year, the weather is incredibly hit or miss. So we've actually had some colder, windier weather, and I'm really ready for some warm 70-degree days. So I actually went to college at the University of Orono, and when I graduated back in 2004, it actually snowed on my graduation day. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. And I promptly left the state of Maine. I'm not from Maine originally, but I promptly left the state of Maine and moved to London for grad school and to work for a few years. But I remember standing there on graduation day at like the, I think it was the end of May or maybe the first week of June, thinking this cannot possibly be happening. So New England weather, especially Maine weather, is pretty hit or miss. And yeah, there's an old saying that goes, if you don't like the weather, just wait a minute, because that's how often it changes. So today we are going to talk about all things holistic SEO. This is going to be a quick nitty-gritty introduction into what holistic SEO is, why I approach SEO in this way, and why I think it's so, so beneficial for personal brands. But first things first, if you're new to online marketing, SEO stands for search engine optimization, and it's essentially the art of optimizing your website and your content to be more easily found and visible for specific search phrases and keywords in search engines like Google and Bing. And I feel like SEO gets a really bad rap sometimes because people focus on the technical side of SEO, which is so unfortunate because for most personal brands and smaller websites, the technical isn't too overwhelming or daunting, right? The biggest thing I see with smaller brands is, you know, two big images that are slowing down your homepage speed or videos or things like that that are preventing the user experience from being as optimal as it could be. Where it starts to get kind of like tricky is when you have big e-commerce sites or websites with lots and lots of URLs. And my background in digital marketing and SEO has almost exclusively been in the e-com space, though I've worked with lead gen sites quite a bit too. But e-commerce is really where I've spent almost the past 15 years working for large enterprise level brands. And that is when SEO gets technical, right? You have things like faceted navigation, which I don't think I'll ever use again in this podcast. You have to make sure your information architecture is spot on. All of these different components that start to get really complicated. But the beautiful thing is if you have a personal brand or a small website that sort of has like an about, you know, or my story, work with me, resources, a blog, SEO is this really powerful, accessible tool that you can leverage to elevate your brand's visibility and make what you have to offer more discoverable. So let's talk a little bit about holistic SEO and how that kind of all fits in with what I just talked about. So holistic SEO is exactly like regular SEO. It's optimizing your website and content to be more found. But I like to take it a step further. And if you were to Google holistic SEO, you would see that most of the definitions in the industry are all about like making the end user the primary goal versus, you know, optimizing for page speed or backlinks. A backlink is a link to your website from another website, FYI. So that's true, and that's really the essence of what SEO is anyway. But when I think about holistic SEO, I think about all of the multiple places that you can be found that SEO can be applied. YouTube, search engine. Pinterest, also a search engine. Podcasting, which is basically like audio content marketing, right? Show notes are incredibly powerful for SEO. And also, Google is getting really smart, and they can crawl the audio and pull snippets and keywords from audio to understand what the content is about. So that's pretty amazing. And that's where kind of like voice search and all of that is starting to get really prominent. But that's another episode for another day. TikTok, Instagram, all of these platforms have an SEO component because they're all either full-blown search engines like YouTube or Pinterest, or they're self-contained search engines like Instagram, right? And when you take all of the different places that you want to show up for your brand that makes sense for your business, and you start creating content from a foundation of holistic SEO, aka what people are actually searching for and looking for on these platforms, and you create content that matches that, that's when magic starts to happen for personal brands. Expansive visibility creates expansive discoverability, and SEO is the bridge that connects your amazing offer or service or content with your next dream client. That is what SEO does. And one of the things that I think sometimes gets overlooked about SEO, because people focus on the technical, and the technical is important. I don't want you to walk away from this episode being like, this chick Nina said that I don't need to worry about technical. You do. If your homepage takes 20 seconds to load, that's not a great user experience, right? But in 2022, a lot of us have out-of-the-box websites like from Showit or Squarespace, et cetera, and they take care of a lot of that sort of technical optimization piece for us. And then, of course, there are things that we can do, like I mentioned, like making sure our images aren't too big and we can compress those down and things like that. But one of the things that all of these platforms have in common is connections. And I think that really gets overlooked, that SEO is about connections. It's about connecting people with the content that they need to answer questions or find a service or buy something. And so Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest, YouTube, podcasts are all about creating connections. And when you think about SEO as an additional way to connect with your audience, to connect with a dream client, to connect with future customers, I think it becomes a lot more approachable and sort of manageable, right? You're like, oh, this makes so much more sense. And when you create content based on keywords, the things that people that you want to work with are looking for, then some serious magic starts to happen because you are serving the need of your user, your dream client, etc. So with holistic SEO, I really like people to think beyond just long-form blog content, though that definitely has a place, and start thinking about where do you show up online and how can you create content that has a foundation of SEO to expand your visibility and discoverability. It's one thing to be a wellness coach or mentor or a holistic business coach and be found through a Google search. It's another thing to show up for those types of keywords on multiple platforms like Pinterest or YouTube or Instagram, or showing up in multiple ways in Google. So let's say you have a blog post about your holistic SEO, your holistic business coaching, but you also have a podcast episode about that. So you show up not only for that blog post, but your podcast show notes pop up too. It starts to kind of snowball. So when I talk about holistic SEO, and full disclosure, this is pretty much my made up definition of it, but this is how I like to talk about it. Because I think when personal brands and business owners think about SEO in this way, not only does it make more sense, but the full impact and power of what's possible with SEO, I think, sort of starts to become clearer. It's like, oh, okay, it's not just about creating 3,000 word blog posts. It's about making sure that my Instagram content is also optimized for SEO, right? Hashtags are the new keywords. And Instagram changed it so your name bio can be longer than 30 characters. That's a huge signal to me that they understand how important keywords are, that people are typing things in and looking for information. So Instagram made a change to be able to connect people more easily with that information. TikTok rolled out an ad beta based on ads being served up for keywords that you type into the search bar. They're also seeing that people are typing things into TikTok and they're looking for information. Human curiosity has not changed. Even though the way we consume information has changed, or the way we find information is changing, short form video, things like that, at the end of the day, people are still looking for connections, information, answers to questions that they have. That hasn't changed. And I personally don't ever see that changing because that's just human nature, right? So if there's one thing that I want you to walk away from this episode thinking is SEO is about expansiveness. SEO is about creating expansive visibility and discoverability for my brand. And when I create content from a foundation of what people are actually searching for, i.e. keyword research, my content is so much more powerful and has so much more potential to reach people because it's coming from a place of connection. It's coming from a place of what people are actually searching for. So that's my NGCO definition of holistic SEO. When I talk about SEO, that is ultimately how I talk about it. And I'm going to leave you with this last thought. I already mentioned it earlier in the podcast episode, but SEO is the bridge that connects your dream client or your next customer with your amazing service, product, offer, whatever it is. So thinking about SEO, I want you to think about it as the bridge. It is the connector. And when you start thinking about that, SEO in that way, amazing things start to happen. Okay, that's all for today. Until next time. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Elevated Visibility Podcast. If you loved it and you want to support the podcast, please share it with others, your family, friends, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. I would appreciate it so, so much. Catch all the latest from me. You can follow me on Instagram at ninagibson.co. Until next time.